On December the 29th, 1989, Czechoslovakia's federal parliament elected Václav Havel as the country's president. In one of the many paradoxes of the Velvet Revolution, this was the same communist-dominated parliament that had previously fought so hard to stem the flow of change.
Milí spoluobčané, 40 let jste v tento den slyšeli z úst mých předchůdců v různých obměnách totéž.
President Havel's first New Year address, broadcast on Czechoslovak radio 4 days later, was one of the most famous speeches of his career, and in many ways was a watershed in the country's history. He began with a quote that we featured in this program a few weeks ago, arguing that, contrary to the lies told by his predecessors, Czechoslovakia was far from flourishing. This set the tone for the speech, which was surprisingly somber given the euphoric mood of the time. Here is President Havel, some way into the address, talking on the legacy of communism.
Bylo by velmi nerozumné chápat smutné dědictví posledních 40 let jako cosi cizího.
It would be unwise, he said, to interpret the events of the last 40 years as something foreign left to us by our distant relatives. On the contrary, we should accept this legacy as something that we allowed to happen to ourselves. If we accept that, we understand that it is up to us to do something about it. We cannot blame it all on our previous rulers. Not just because that would not be true, but also because it could weaken the obligation which stands before each of us, the obligation to act independently, freely, responsibly and quickly.
Totiž povinnost samostatně, svobodně, rozumně a rychle jednat.
But Havel's speech was not all so grim. Czechoslovakia had just been through some of the most dramatic and least predicted events in the country's history, and the speech captured something of the great surge of optimism that had come with that moment.
Poslední doba, a zvláště posledních 6 týdnů naší pokojné revoluce, ukázala...
The last few months, President Havel said, and especially the last 6 weeks of our peaceful revolution, have shown the huge human, moral and spiritual charge and the high civic culture slumbering in our society behind the obligatory mask of apathy. Whenever someone has said of us that we are like this or like that, I have always protested that society is a very mysterious creature and that it is never a good idea to believe just in the face that it is showing at a given moment. I'm glad I was not mistaken. All over the world, people are looking with amazement at how these pliable, humiliated and skeptical Czechoslovak citizens, who had seemed to believe in nothing, found such an astonishing strength and wisdom within themselves to shake off the yoke of a totalitarian system in a completely decent and peaceable way.
Zcela slušným a mírumilovným způsobem setřást ze svých beder totalitní systém.
But even within this, his first speech as president, Václav Havel provoked controversy. He was widely criticized when he declared a sweeping amnesty for inmates of Czechoslovakia's jails. As someone who had himself spent several years behind bars, he argued that however serious crimes they may have committed, prisoners had been forced through a judicial system that was both corrupt and deprived them of their basic rights. And at the end of the speech, President Havel declared his intention to invite Pope John Paul II and the Dalai Lama to Prague. But more of that in next week's From the Archives.